My dear faithful, today is the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 3. Dearly beloved, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, being lovers of the brotherhood, merciful, modest, humble, not rendering evil for evil, nor railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. For unto this are you called, that you may inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him decline from evil and do good. Let him seek after peace and pursue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears upon their prayers. But the countenance of the Lord upon them that do evil things. And who is he that can hurt you, if you be zealous of good? But if also you suffer anything for justice' sake, blessed are ye. And be not afraid of their fear, and be not troubled, but sanctify the Lord Christ in your hearts, and the Holy Gospel. It is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 5. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Except your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, 'Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment.' But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, 'Thou fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire. If therefore thou offer thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming thou shalt offer thy gift." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. If therefore thou offer thy gift at the altar, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother, and then coming, thou shalt offer thy gift. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, the Civil War was the most devastating war our country has ever known. For during this war, over 600,000 American soldiers lost their lives. Now, the Sisters of Charity played an important role in this war. Not only did they care for the bodies of the soldiers wounded on the battlefield, but they also cared for their souls. And thus, these sisters earned many graces for these battle-hardened men by their untiring efforts and sacrifices they made during their labor in the hospitals. Now one day, two Sisters of Charity were walking through the streets of Boston. There they were confronted by a wretched man who hated religion. Seeing their religious habits, this vile man flew into a rage and terribly insulted the sisters. Not long after, this man was drafted into the army. While fighting in Missouri, he was wounded in battle and was taken to one of the temporary hospitals set up and run by the Sisters of Charity. Of course, here he was treated most kindly. Nevertheless, despite the ceaseless efforts of the sisters, the wound had proved to be too great, and the man was failing. As he neared his end, the sister attending him begged the poor man to ask God's pardon for his sins and to prepare himself for judgment. "Sister," replied the dying soldier, with a look of deep remorse on his face, "I have been a bad man, but there is one act of my life that weighs more heavily upon me than all the others." "And what is that?" inquired the sister. "I once insulted a member of the order which has now treated me so kindly. I once insulted a sister of charity." Then, breathing heavily, he continued, "Sick as I am, were she only here now, I would fall at her feet, beg her pardon, and die in peace." Then the sister, looking compassionately upon him, replied, "She has already pardoned you." The dying man looked up in wonderment. "The moment you were brought here," the sister explained, "I recognized you by that mark on your forehead. And long ago, I pardoned you from my heart." The soldier felt a lump grow in his throat as tears began to fill his eyes. "Why," he began chokingly, "why then have you been so kind to me who insulted you so much? You have even been more kind to me than all of the other sisters here." The sister looked at him with loving eyes, held out her crucifix for him to see, and then reverently kissed it. "I did it for him," she said, pointing to the crucifix. "For him who loves souls so much that he died for them." The man was touched to the heart. "Please, sister," he replied, "please send for your priest, for I want to make my peace with God." Shortly after making his confession, with the priest and that good sister of charity praying fervently at his side, this repentant soldier passed to God. My dear faithful, in today's gospel, we see how much our Lord desires us to live in peace and union with our neighbor. We see how much our Lord values brotherly love. In fact, he values this love so much that he numbers it among the two great commandments. The first great commandment being to love God, and the second, to love neighbor. And our Lord even declares that love of neighbor is like unto the first great commandment. That is, it is like unto the love of God. Thus, these two loves are so related, they are so intimately tied together, that we cannot have one without the other. That is, we cannot love God without loving our neighbor. That is why in today's gospel, our Lord warns us against that which destroys love of neighbor. And nothing more easily destroys love of neighbor than the vice of anger. Simply put, my dear friends, anger is the inordinate desire for revenge. It is a strong feeling of displeasure combined with a desire to punish those who offend us. And anger is so dangerous because it can easily become so strong that it blinds our reason. And when our reason is blinded, we can no longer think logically. We can no longer realize that we are going too far, that we are all, that all we are seeking is revenge. That is why our Lord forbids us even to be angry in thought against our neighbor. It was said to them of old, explains our Lord, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whosoever is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. Nevertheless, my dear friends, because of the circumstances of today, we might find it extremely difficult not to become angry. Seeing so much anger and hatred being promoted throughout our country, seeing so many injustices being done to good people, and being constantly bombarded with so much upsetting news by our media, we might find it extremely difficult to keep our peace in today's world. Nevertheless, my dear friends, we must do this. We must not let our anger get the better of us. For as our Lord has said, revenge is mine. Thus, our Lord does not want us to get angry. He does not want us to seek revenge. No, our Lord wants us to forgive our neighbor any and all offenses which he may have committed against us. He wants us to imitate his example, that supreme example he gave us of forgiveness during his passion and death. For when he was being nailed to the cross, far from becoming angry with those soldiers who drove the cruel nails through his sacred flesh, our Lord sought pardon for them. Father, forgive them, he prayed, for they know not what they do. And our Lord's prayer was answered, for many of the soldiers later repented of their crimes and converted to the faith. And my dear faithful, our Lord also tells us, if we should ever unjustly offend anyone, we must seek his pardon. If thou offer thy gift at the altar, our Lord says, and there thou remember that thy brother hath anything against thee, leave there thy offering before the altar, and go first to be reconciled to thy brother. My dear faithful, it is by forgiveness, not by revenge, that we earn graces for souls. It was the heroic meekness of that sister of charity that won the heart of that dying soldier. She forgave him his insults. She treated him more kindly than all the rest. And her Christ-like charity, her true love of neighbor, earn the grace that that man needed to make his peace with God. Therefore, my dear friends, whenever you are tempted to anger, whenever someone or something upsets you, and you feel the passion of anger rise within you, look to our Lord. Look to him upon Calvary, meekly and patiently being nailed to the cross. See him before you and ask him to help you to imitate his example. Ask him to grant you peace, to grant you patience, and to meekly endure all that is troubling you, and to endure this for love of him and for love of souls. And if someone is offending you and causing you to become upset, to become angry, turn from the anger and forgive him. Forgive him from your heart by saying a prayer for him. Just by saying a simple Hail Mary for that person that is troubling you. By doing this, you will be imitating our Lord's example and earning many graces, not only for the person who is offending you, but especially for your own soul and for the souls of your loved ones. My dear friends, how different our world would be today if all men would imitate the loving forgiveness of our divine Savior. For if all men forgave others as our Lord did, the love of God would truly reign supreme in our world, because all men would love neighbor. Therefore, my dear faithful, let us do our part. Let us as Catholics set the example for this world. Let us give that true Christ-like example of brotherly love, especially during these troubled times. For if we do this, we will truly win many souls to God, just as that Sister of Charity did. And we will, most especially, earn for ourselves a crown of eternal glory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.